This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. If you're choosing a health plan for next year, you might have a new option called a health savings account. And if you don't have that option yet, chances are you will sometime soon. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report on the spread of the next big thing in health insurance.
Health savings accounts, or HSAs, have technically been legal since last January 1st, but only now are they becoming widely available. Lisa Fox of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association says her organization was surprised at how quickly its plans moved to offer the high-deductible health insurance that combined with the health savings accounts.
Blue Cross Blue Shield plans in 38 states now have HSA products on the market. And by 2006, Blue Cross Blue Shield plans in 49 states will have products out there in the marketplace.
The Blues plans join health insurance market leaders Aetna, United, and even the HMO Kaiser Permanente in offering HSA products. Ray Hirschman of Mercer Human Resource Consulting says he's never seen a new type of health plan take hold this fast.
If you look at comparisons of how long it took for HMOs to get traction, 10, 15 years before people started really doing that. So this has been less than a year, and there's tremendous amount of interest and actually a fair amount of people making the buy decision and offering it to their employees.
One thing slowing the spread slightly, says Hirschman, is that most people still don't understand how these new products work.
It's a new concept, so it takes time for people to become familiar with the concept and the language because there's some new terminology.
An HSA is a tax-preferred savings account, similar to a 401k. It combines with a health plan that has a high deductible, at least $1,000 for an individual and $2,000 for a family. Either the employer or the employee or both can put money into the HSA. The account holder then draws it down to pay medical expenses. After the deductible is reached, the plan's coverage kicks in and works like any other health insurance. Money left over in the HSA builds up tax-free and can roll over from year to year. A major concern from consumer advocates was that patients would be asked to pay retail prices for medical services before they reach their deductibles, but Fox of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association says most Blues plans are combining HSAs with their popular PPOs.
What that means is that you get access to the same discounts we negotiate with hospitals and doctors before that deductible. You get a broad choice of providers. You can use those discounts.
Of course, that eliminates one of the key reasons HSAs are so popular with free market advocates. They hope patients spending their own money will bargain with health care providers and thereby help hold down health inflation. But Hirschman of Mercer Consulting says that even extending existing discounts will have an impact.
Before these plans were around, people didn't have any clue as to what a doctor's visit costs or what a MRI costs or what their drugs cost. And what these new type of plans do is they at least create the motivation for people to care about what things cost.
Perhaps the most counterintuitive player in the HSA market is Kaiser Permanente. That's because the allure of HSAs is that they give consumers unlimited choice of providers, while Kaiser's system is set up to keep people in Kaiser-provided care. But Kaiser Vice President Ted Wise says Kaiser is jumping into the HSA market for the same reason other plans are. The premiums for coverage are much lower when the deductible is higher.
We want more people to have a chance to come to see our doctors, and we know there's a lot of people out there who want to do that, but they need a different premium price point to do it.
Wise says the high deductible insurance that accompanies the HSA could cost half what Kaiser's more comprehensive coverage costs. Consumer advocates worry that with savings like that, employers will simply eliminate the more comprehensive coverage and offer only high deductible plans. Wise says he doubts that.
I think this will be offered as a choice for people. That's really the way we are positioning it.
The other big fear about HSAs is that they'll attract primarily healthy people whose money will roll over from year to year. That could leave sicker people pooled together in more traditional plans, driving those premiums up still faster. Consultants and health plan officials concede that is a possibility, but they're pushing ahead anyway. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.